On Wednesday nights at the Democratic National Convention, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut joined family members of victims of gun violence, including the Sandy Hook school shooting, to advocate for stronger federal gun control laws. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
Senator Murphy got delegates on their feet as he vowed to continue the fight for gun control measures, despite the Republican-controlled Congress blocking all attempts to pass tougher gun restrictions in the 3 years since 20 first graders and six educators were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Enough of children dying in our classrooms. Enough of the nightly bloodshed on our city streets. Enough of our police officers being outgunned, ambushed, and cut down in the line of duty. I've had enough. And friends, it is time to take Washington back from the gun lobby.
Murphy took his seat in the U.S. Senate a month after Sandy Hook. Since then, he's pushed for what he calls sensible gun control measures. He told Democratic delegates their presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, has pledged to take on the gun lobby, but Republican nominee Donald Trump has not.
And Donald Trump, when he sees gun violence devastating our communities, it's just like everything else, he sees it as an opportunity, another opportunity to convince Americans that they should fear one another, another opportunity to do the bidding of the gun lobby.
Murphy got national attention in June when he led a filibuster that shut down business in the U.S. Senate for nearly 15 hours. It was an effort to get a vote on gun control measures, including a comprehensive background check for gun purchases that has widespread public support. Ebong Udama, WSH News.